Welcome to Talk About with Marla P. Today's guest is Nadine Royal. Nadine is a trailblazing recording artist, actress, and entrepreneur whose exceptional talent and visionary leadership shine through her diverse career. Born to an Egyptian father and a German mother, her multicultural background deeply influences her creativity. Welcome to Talk It Out with Marla P.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, I'm just so glad to get a chance to have the chance to meet you. Okay, so let me start off with, what is one word that will best describe who you are?
Okay.
If you can choose one word.
Okay. There's so many facets. Dreamer. That's the word that came to my head.
Okay. Okay. Why dreamer?
Because I think that I see things that might not be here yet. So my mind is always in a different place. And then I manifest them here.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Awesome. Awesome. So I do have a question. So at what age did you discover your creativity?
Oh, so I was very young. When I was five, I remember singing in front of my stuffed animals and doing like little concerts, right?
Okay.
And I would charge my parents and be like, okay, $10 or 10 euros or whatever currency it was back then in Germany. I was like, uh-huh. Get in, you got to pay to come in. And they were like, oh, okay. So I was already like a really wild child. And then I would take a video camera and like film little music videos and like get all the angles. You know, I was like, I was always fascinated with creating, yeah, even as like a young kid. And I was a little wild child. So yeah, that's when I discovered that I was a creative human. And I think theater and choir in school then really took me to like the more, you know, learning how to do it. But it always started since I was young.
That is awesome. And with being a recording artist, an actress, and an entrepreneur,
uh-huh,
talented, very, very talented.
Thank you.
So what age did your family move to the U.S.?
So my mom won a green card in the lottery when I was 10, and my parents had divorced. And so she took me and my sister to America. And it was kind of like, this is why I love my mom. She's like such, to me, she's everything. She's like, aww, my biggest hero. Yeah, no, she really is, because she just was like, well, I'm gonna go take my two daughters to America for a better life. Like, awesome. At that time, it was like the land of opportunity. So, and I mean, I can say it still is, but back then it was like a big deal to win a green card, you know? So
absolutely.
So she took me and my sister, and on faith, literally, like she didn't have nothing lined up. She was like, I'm going to make this happen. And now she's, I mean, doing amazing. And she raised me and my sister. And
awesome.
I don't know. So yeah, when I was like 10.
About 10. Okay, great. Yeah. Great. So like, what in your personal life has influenced your career choice?
I think that I was always an oddball and kind of didn't fit in. And I experienced a lot of bullying, especially when I came to America, like kids would call me Nazi and stuff like that. And I never really, it was weird. I didn't really fit in. And in Germany, they would call me like a dirty Egyptian or whatever. So it was like, wherever I was, I didn't fit the mold. And I, mm-hmm, felt very much like a cast, you know, like cast out.
Yeah.
And then I turned to art, music, and theater, because in theater, all the theater kids were just as weird as me, you know? So I felt like home there. And
yeah,
then I was like, and it wasn't really encouraged in the school I was at. Like my school was very like, no, get a real degree, get a real career. But I was like, no, this is what I want to do. So then I went to Berklee College of Music. I got accepted there. Nice. And I got my, yeah, it was fantastic school. I got my degree from there. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, how do we build a career from that? So at first I was doing the industry standard. I got signed and shelved and all the good stuff, you know? And then I was like, okay, well, that's not for me. God, what's the plan? And so then I realized I have to pivot and go independent, which looks very different than what we are taught as artists, like, okay, this is step by step what you got to do. So independently, I find that you have to just pave your own way, even if it looks different. So my path has looked very different than most, but I'm now starting to embrace my journey, and I'm just happy to meet my audience and inspire them and bring them the message that I was given and stop caring about like, okay, this is what the industry wants. This is what the numbers you should have or whatever. Like I stopped listening to that a while ago. So now I'm just on my own, blazing my own path, you know?
Nice. Good for you.
Thank you.
So do you strive to be unique in your creative work?
Yes, I think. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, if so, what sets you apart from everyone else?
Okay. For me, I am very authentic to how I write my music. I hear it all completed already in my head, and then I just write it. So my process is a little different. I've read other artists that write like that too, though. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's very inspired, and it's a spiritual journey for me. And awesome. I also tend to stay authentic, even if that means I'm a little bit odd or I don't fit in. So a lot of my good stuff, like, what's that?
That's a good for you.
Thank you. Like, yeah. I feel like a lot of my stuff, especially when I was finding my voice, people were like, well, that's not marketable. That's not this, that's not that. But I think that's what makes me unique, because despite of what others may say is more marketable or works better, I still stay true to the vision that's in my mind. And so it makes me different, and I sound different, but I can only be me. And I realized that a long time ago, you know, I'm not Beyonce. I'm not Whitney. You know, those are not people. They're fantastic artists, but that's not who I am. I'm Nadine Royale, and I can only be the best Nadine Royale that I can be. And it might not be like the other artists, but that's who I am. And that's the message I have to share. So for me, it's important for other people to own their voice and own their uniqueness and their differences, you know, like be proud of who you are. And especially singers, like sometimes I've had students before that are like, I don't like my voice. It's too raspy. It's too this. And I'm like, don't you think that maybe that is like the thing that sets you apart, because you sound raspy or because your tone is different? And because everybody, I think, especially in the music circles, are like, no, you have to belt like Celine or Whitney or Mariah, which fantastic artists. I've studied them myself, but that's a style. But if you don't sing like that, then people are like, well, you're not doing the runs. You're not as good. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. There's other artists that have beautiful voices that might be more softer or have a different timbre and not have as many runs, or maybe more rock and edgy and more harsh. Like, I think there's beauty in all different tones, and it's so important not to just become copycats, because everybody's just like, well, I'm gonna sound like the next Mariah Carey, the next Ariana. And to me, that's boring, because you're not creating anything, you know?
That's true. That is so true. And because I've done my research, so I was on your Facebook page, and so I was looking at your videos, and I think I went down as far as where you was doing some Christmas songs, and I'm like, her voice is so unique. Yes.
No, thank you so much.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
So what do you do to stay motivated and interested in your work?
I'm very, my life, I write about things that go through my life, right? So a lot of artists use their pain to transmute it into power. So for me, I stay motivated in that I have a lot of things I've gone through, and I'm like, okay, I went through all of this and I've cried my tears. Now, how can we turn this into something positive? And how can I help somebody else that might be going through it and feeling like it? You know, the world is over and they don't see an end or like a way through. So for me, I stay motivated by the fact that I know I'm sent here to bring a message of healing and hope and inspiration. And that's what drives me, even in the dark moments when I'm like, why am I doing this? Being an artist is hard, you know, because we have our moments. I'm just going to be transparent. Sure. There's times I've wanted to give up. There's times I'm like, I'm done, God. You know that meme where the guy's like crying and he's like, I'm a tough warrior, but I'm done. Like, sometimes we're just like, shut the cameras off, I'm done. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, that's me. And then I have amazing family and friends that are like, okay, Nadine, stop. You're dramatic. Just take a break. We'll talk tomorrow and you'll be fine and get you back in the studio. You know, so I have a lot of really powerful people that cover me, and whether it's in prayer or just talking me through things, talking me through my crisis. So what keeps me motivated is the people that I know that I'm creating for. Like, I know, okay, if I'm made to write the song or this script or whatever, it's going to touch somebody. That makes me happy. That's why I do what I do. So I have to think about them, and that keeps me going. And then when I get really, like, you know, whatever, frustrated, then I just have to take a break. And my family and friends are like, okay, come on, let's go to the beach. Let's go recharge whatever you need to do to come back into that creative space.
Awesome. So you have a great support system. Yes, you did.
Thank you.
you have a great support system. That's awesome. That's very important.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be anything without them. All glory to God, my mama, and my best friends. Like, those are the people that hold me down.
Awesome. And I've also noticed too on your page where you created some songs. What's it? ASL.
Okay, yes, let's talk about that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love my research.
I love it. No, I love your podcast. I love how in-depth you are. Even your questions were great. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a great show. So thank you. So in the song War Cry, which is my last record that I released, we had a lot of different models that had disabilities like vitiligo or a cochlear implant and an amputee. And I wanted to show models with different disabilities, so to speak, but show them that they're able to do anything and that they're heroes. Right. So I wanted to be inclusive and different. If you see, there's different races, different colors, different
everything, I love that.
You know? Thank you. It's really important for me to have inclusivity in my videos, because I am different and I want to give others a voice that maybe wouldn't get a cast for something else. So I'm like, you know what? My studio is going to be inclusive. We're going to do it differently. Right. So, and there's more of that coming now, which I think is great. I love that there's more opportunities now. But the reason that ASL video happened is because Faizy Legend, who is one of the models, he is a deaf influencer. So he has vitiligo and he's deaf, and most of his audience is deaf. And I was like, okay, you're in this video, your audience is going to see this, and most of them can't, you know, are dealing with the same thing. We have to do an ASL translation so that they can understand it. So that was why I was like, no, we got to do it. So then we had Zule, I think her ad is at Zule Karaoke. She's fantastic. And she's a sign language interpreter. And so we hired her, and she's the one in that other video in front of the screen doing all the interpreting.
Right.
And that made me I was so emotional when I saw the final cut of that, because I was like,
beautiful.
Wow. Like, this is beyond like what I ever thought, you know, like now we're reaching an audience that maybe couldn't have heard the music in that way, and they're interpreting it in a different way. So yeah, that was a really special project for me. And so it was just important for me that the audience was going to get the message. And so that's why we did that.
Okay. And back to my question, that sets you apart, because I haven't seen that.
Really? Thank you.
No. I love it. So like, who or what inspires you?
Okay. There's a lot of things. So are we just talking musically, or are we talking, like, what are we talking?
We can say musically. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
So I mean, you're in so many, you're actress, you're a singer.
Well, if we just got musical artists, I love Stevie Wonder. Like, that's really what I grew up on listening. I love classical music. Yeah, okay. Stevie's amazing. I love classical. I love Bobby McFerrin. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's like a fantastic vocal genius, really. He's the one that did Don't Worry, Be Happy. That was like his mainstream hit. But there's amazing songs that he has that are just out of this world. He's brilliant. I like Arabic music. I like different types of sounds, really. And then I like to blend them all together. Sometimes I listen to like heavy metal too, like the screamo stuff. It just really depends on what mood I'm in. So my people are like, oh, don't give Nadine the aux cord. Because if you give me the aux cord, we're going from like Ave Maria to like you know, I don't know, Tupac to something else. Like, you're not going to know what you're going to get with me. So, you know,
that's how I am too.
So for me, it's really, I'm very eclectic. I love listening to different sounds. I love studying different sounds. And I think that's how I've come up with type of music I make, as I blend it together. If you listen in War Cry in the beginning, all mm-hmm. that tribal chanting and singing, that's me singing. It's just pitched down. So what you think is the male voices is actually my voice, but we pitched it down a couple of octaves.
Really?
So I did that tribal intro, the War Cry intro part where I'm also speaking over it. That's my voice. So
nice.
Thank you. So I loved making that because that was very different. I was like, oh, like doing like growly sounds, you know, and like vocalizations and yeah.
Love it. I love it. So what do you do to get your creative juices flowing?
Okay. Well, I guess they don't really turn off. I think for me, it's always a tab open in my brain. Like my brain is always, that's how you are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you understand. So yes. It's like another tab open. And I pretty much hear music constantly. And I remember I was talking to my friend about this. Like I wake up with melodies most of the time. I wake up or go to bed to them. Like I just hear them all the time. And mm-hmm. I was talking to my friend. I was like, well, don't you hear the music in the morning? And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like the music in your head. And he's like, I don't know about that. So that's when I kind of realized that this was not like a normal thing for people. Like not everybody's just hearing music all the time. So mm-hmm. I really had to learn how to control that part of me, because it was like, I felt like I always had to write down what I heard all the time. And it was just like, okay, I also have to live. Like, so, you know, just balancing my creativeness is, so it's not really turning them on. It's more like knowing when to write and pull it down. Like I know specific songs that come to me, it's kind of like I can feel it in my spirit, like, okay, this one you gotta write down, go write it, you know. So then I just mm-hmm. voice memo it or write it as much as I can. And then I like to create like a nice sacred space for me to create, so I can be in a place of just flow. But for me, it's always on at all times. And sometimes it's not bad, but my friends are like, okay, not everything has to be content or a music video. Like, can we just let's get this lighting, you look so good right here, hold on, let me grab the camera. And they're like, oh my god, like it's always like it always turned on, you know what I mean?
right. So you also model, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. Girl, you do it all.
I try to, like, you know, utilize whatever I can to make the brand the way, you know, I just, mm-hmm. I feel like a brand building those things, you have to be diverse. And so, especially independent. So for me, it's like, okay, well, we're gonna go do this and do this. And sometimes too, I have to focus, because then I'm just like doing a million things. And it's like, no, focus on one project. Let's finish this one. So I, you know, I find myself sometimes getting a little bit spread out, but I think mm-hmm. diversification is important in some aspects, especially if you're doing it independently, you know?
That's true. Wow. So what's a pivotal moment in your life that shape who you are today?
Wow, that's a really good question. A pivotal moment. Mm-hmm. I would say the release of Ascendi was very pivotal for me. Ascendi is my affirmation apparel line. Mm-hmm. And that was pivotal because I didn't know, that concept was birthed during a time where I was like, what am I doing? Like I was shelved in the deal I was in, and things like doors were closing. I didn't know what was next for me anymore, industry-wise, mm-hmm. Career-wise. And then I just mm-hmm. kind of had the inspiration, like Ascendi, to ascend, to rise again, right? Like that was the concept, to rise again. Mm-hmm. And so the apparel has affirmations on it, and I have playlists with music with that have affirmation that you can train to. So I was doing that process before I launched Ascendi. I was in the gym listening to affirmations, speaking the affirmations over myself, even when I felt like, you know, like I was feeling mm-hmm. really defeated for a while. But right. I was like, you know what, let's get in here and let's retrain my brain. Let's reprogram my mind. And so the launch of Ascendi was pivotal because then I was like, oh, there was a reason that I went through that dark time. And now I can help other people that might feel like they don't, you know, that they don't know what to do. And then they need something encouraging for them. So for me, that was a really special moment.
I see. So when during that dark time, launching your brand, that helped you get over any obstacles or...
Yeah, like it was launching the brand and seeing people wear it and seeing people like write me and saying like, thank you for creating this. Thank you for the music. It's really inspiring me. That helps me because I'm like, oh, okay. There was a purpose. Like there was a reason when I didn't know, you know?
That's
I think that was pivotal for me because I realized not when you think when you're in your most hopeless moment and you think there's no way out, there's nothing else, like there's always a way. There always is. Even when you feel like it's all dark and you can only just take one step and you just take 1 second at a time. Like my message is don't give up, like don't throw in the towel. Just don't, even if you just have to close your eyes and keep going, just push through, you know, whatever it is that you need to do to get through that second, get through it because your life is important. Your life matters. And there's a reason that you're here. So that's my message. And I think that Ascendi was a beautiful gift that I was given to be able to share with other people, just not to give up and keep going and being a warrior, so to speak. So
I love it. So inspirational. I love it.
Thank you. I mean, you already know. All glory to God. You already know.
That's it, girl. I'm with you. So what does a typical day in your life look like? Do you have your hands in everything?
Okay. That's a really nice question. For me, my day looks different, to be honest. So it depends on what we're doing. So in September, I'm going to be traveling. So those days are a little different because I'm shooting. I have another project.
Shooting. Congrats.
Yeah, I'm doing a travel content show. So I'm going to be traveling to different countries and we're going to Portugal and Morocco, hopefully. And then Germany, where I'm from. So that'll be a vacation and also just relaxation. But I want to capture different cultures and different themes within different cultures and how we all connect worldwide. And so those types of days look different because I'm always like in a different city or I'm traveling and then I'm shooting and then I'm editing. When I'm home, it depends on, I would say like what my focus is, but most of it is like built or broken into creative and into business. And then also the gym, because I tend to go to the gym like 6 days a week because I got to stay fit to be able to perform. Thank you. Well, it's not that I like to go to the gym. It's just I have to, you know, so that I can breathe and not be out of breath on stage. Like it's more of a necessity for me. But I tend to always make gym. A gym has got to be in my day, no matter how busy it gets. And my meditation / prayer time got to be in there no matter what. So those are the staples that stay. And then everything else kind of shifts around. But when I'm home, there's a split between creative, like whether I'm in the studio, whether I'm doing content, whether I'm filming, or just the business end, which is, you know, paperwork, emails and money stuff and whatever, you know, so it's kind of split into those different things, building the team and having other people work because you have to build a team to be able to function. Faster level, right? So just building the right connections with the right teams. So I think it looks different, but the most important thing for me is to have my routine in the spiritual, mental health, as in meditation, prayer, and then body, going to the gym, working out, doing those types of things. And then also squeezing some time in to just decompress and just relax and, you know, go into nature is important. I love going to the beach. My friend lives at the beach. So I always go to the beach. Yeah, I say that I used to be a mermaid. That's what I always say. I used to be a mermaid in my past life. So I love going to just hang out with her and just go to the beach real quick for the weekend and decompress and then come back. So it's that's kind of what my days are look like.
Okay. Good. So like what legacy do you want to leave behind?
Yeah. There's a many things that I want to leave behind. I want to leave behind a community that is empowered and executing their dreams and mm-hmm. like really just taking the world over by storm. Like, I really want to leave this legacy of other dreamers that manifest their visions that mm-hmm. everybody might have told them that's too crazy, that's too this. I really want to see other people give birth to their visions because they were inspired by mine. Right. So I think it should be like mm-hmm. a trickling effect, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's the legacy. And Nadine Royale Studios, my production company, the most important thing for me there is that the artists are protected, because the industry tends to be very, you know, there's a lot of things there that can mm-hmm. be very damaging to the artists. So for me, mm-hmm. it's really important to build a community that is supportive and protective in favor of the artists, not exploiting, and also protecting their well-being, you know, because right. a lot of times artists get taken advantage of, and I don't want that for my people. I want them to be taken care of, nurtured, and building a community where they can, you know, spread their wings, do their thing, and have a good experience. You know, I always want to have a good experience on set or mm-hmm. in the studio, whatever, like whoever I work with, I want to have integrity in what I do.
That's right.
Even if that's not the cool thing to do, and people are like, well, mm-hmm. you got to be a shark in business, da, da, da. Like, for me, integrity goes a long way. And absolutely. I think that, you know, like, I think that I will be blessed in my vision if I stay the course and if I have integrity in what I do. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the legacy I want to leave behind is empowerment, integrity, and excellence in my creativity.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And I also, you know, speak to your character, you know?
Thank you. I try. I mean, I'm not perfect. I have my moments, you know, mm-hmm. I'm human. I feel stuff, you know, mm-hmm. like, but mm-hmm. I try to be the best I can be. I just always think about how would I want to be treated if that's I'm on right. somebody else's set? Because I've been on sets where people have been, you know, not paying attention to me or just been rude or, you know, like mm-hmm. things because they think I'm this or that. I'm not this level or that level. And I don't like that. I don't like that whole thing in the industry of like, well, if you have this many followers, then you get respect. No, you should respect everybody at any level. And you never know, they might have small follower count, but they might be like, their talent might be stratospherical and you have no idea.
That's true. That
you know, so like true. You can't measure people's talent on numbers and also that's their character. True. I feel like everybody deserves mm-hmm. respect. Like I don't, like if I'm talking to the janitor, that janitor is just as important to me as the director or the executives, because guess what? That person's also there. They play a part of the team. And what makes a team is all the moving pieces.
That's
so
right.
So I don't, right? Like, I don't speak negatively to, like, let's say PAs or assistants, because they're the reason that things are happening. And I was a mm-hmm. PA for a while too. I've been assistant before and mm-hmm. people have asked me, go get me green M&Ms. You didn't get this right. And I don't like that. Like, I feel like yeah. I'm going to treat you with respect. And I usually just talk to everybody like, well, what's your dream? What you want to do after this? Like, because mm-hmm. I understand the hustle part. Like,
that's
I've worked
right.
odd jobs and people mm-hmm. are like, well, why are you here? And I'm like, I'm just working this on the side. I'm actually doing this. So, you know, I you never know who you're speaking to. You might be speaking to the next, I don't know, like Tyler yes. Perry, Oprah. I don't know. You don't know.
But that's true. That's true. Yeah. I love that. Absolutely. Now, your latest release, War Cry, you have that out there. And then you also own your own production company.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your Affirmation apparel brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what can people expect from you next?
Well, I think there will be a drop on Ascendi for the men's line soon, because okay. a lot of men have asked me like, well, where's our outfit? I'm like, I'm working on it. And I just want to make sure it's nice and comfortable, because for me, a lot of them, they don't like all of the design stuff. They just want something nice and that they can wear out, you know, at the gym and be happy mm-hmm. in. And like, so I want the fit for the men to look good. So I right. take my time in designing it and making sure that it looks nice so they can also be have some swag with us, you know? So because right now most of it is like sports bras and leggings and also t-shirts, but mainly women focused. But I do want to drop a men's drop.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then for Nadine Royale, I have a new record that's done, like a new single that's finished. It's a manifestation single. So that I don't have a release date for that yet, mm-hmm. but that's coming. So no new music is coming.
Okay.
And hopefully the travel show, I'm starting shooting that. So I'm waiting on that to, get that all done. So there's more, definitely more projects in the works, more content in the work right now. Those are the things I think I'm working on. And I'm trying to be more active on social. For me, it's hard because I create and then I'm like, okay, now I gotta, so I don't know, you have to post, and I'm just like, oh my God. So I know sometimes I get a little bit of a hiatus, but it's because I'm trying to create more things for people, right. But I do want to be more active. So I would love to maybe do some live streams or something mm-hmm. where I can talk to people more. Cause I love when I'm on stage, that's what makes me happy. Cause I can see the people and I can interact. And so right. hopefully more live events too.
Okay. So how can listeners support you in your work?
Yeah, so they can go to www.nadineroyale.com, NadineRoyale.com, or my affirmation apparel brand, which is www.ascendi.shop. And, they can either sign up for my mailing list at NadineRoyale.com or get some cool clothes at Ascendi, or just follow me on all the socials, which is the same name. Just come hang out with me.
Okay, cool. So what is your one final thought that you want to leave our listeners with?
I want your listeners to, I just want to compliment you on your podcast. I just really, really enjoyed myself. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed myself.
Enjoyed talking to you. I want to stay in contact with you.
we'll exchange information. Okay. No, I just think what you're doing is lovely. I love that you're giving a voice to people artists, a platform. So thank you for that. Cool. And then for the listeners, I pray it's blessed and continues to spread.
Girl, I receive it, honey. I receive it.
Yes. And then to the listeners, I want to say that if you have a dream, if you have a vision, but nobody understands and they're telling you you're crazy, just tune that out and listen to the voice inside that's telling you, keep going, keep pushing. So whoever's listening, go after it. Go after your dream. Go after the vision, even if it's small steps. Even if you don't know what's next, mm-hmm. just take a step and see what unfolds. Follow your highest joy and it'll come in the way it's supposed to. And sometimes, rejection is redirection and protection. So that's don't so get true. Discouraged if that's what's happening to you. And sometimes it's also a seasonal thing. I don't know why I'm saying all this right now. I guess this is a word for somebody. This is a word for you that's listening. Sometimes it's seasonal. So you might be ahead of your time. And so it might not be working. You're like, wow, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my product? What's wrong with my whatever you're putting out? And right. sometimes it's not you. It's the season. You're not your head. So it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, just stay the course. And when it's time, you will see the fruits of your labor. So my message is, don't give up and keep dreaming.
Amen. Well, I want to say it's been indeed a pleasure speaking with you, getting to learn more about mm-hmm. you. I love your energy.
Thank you.
And
I just
pray that God bless all your future endeavors. You on tour starting this month, right?
You said September. September.
Okay.
Oh, is it September already?
It is September. It's okay. But I just pray that you have a successful tour.
Thank you. Yeah, we're shooting the content for the travel show. So.
Okay. Awesome. But we will get together after the podcast and exchange information. But I do want to leave my listeners with my motto: when you see the need, plant the seed.